Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu from the Box Press Studio, Seth Geis, and from the Pastani Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
June and I here to save the day, man.
Doing well, man. It's oftentimes I find myself late at night wondering, how many estates does Drew's have? You know, like I want to know how many estates he has.
And I was like, what's my California accent, you know?
All right. Are you doing this all this from your safe house? That one landed like a lead balloon. All right.
Talking to me?
Anybody that wanted to jump in.
Anybody. It was for anybody. I missed it. That's
right. All right. So today we are talking about the Drew Estate Chateau Real Cristal Deluxe, which is the Robusto 5x50. Comes out of the La Gran Fabrica Drew Estate factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers, Connecticut Shade, binder and filler, both from Nicaragua. Blended by Willie Herrera. Price point is $6.50. Cigar released in November of 2023. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
Already early on in the stages, found the budget cigar of the year for me. You know, this is I thought it was good. Not even talking about the price, I thought flavor profile. Obviously I'm reminded of the original Chateau Real release. But in terms of this one, it gave off a lot of that great Connecticut Shade kind of vibe. A lot of softness, a lot of breadiness, a lot of like creaminess. It's also some really nice like citrus coming through. Decent finish, right? It's kind of hard to ask for anything else for a Connecticut Shade, right? Like it hits all the notes and at an amazing price point. So there's really not much to complain about.
All right, Seth, how about you?
I mean, it really just kind of delivered a classic, enjoyable, simple Connecticut profile. It was classic cream, cedar notes. There's some faint coffee, earth, soft, warm spices, bits of tobacco and hay, medium in strength and body. Kind of moved around throughout the whole cigar, but that was kind of like the core profile. Consistent, but, solid. So really nice burn and draw beginning then.
All right, John, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of years since I smoked the original Chateau Real, so I can't really recall how this stacked up. But, this is truly a throwback to what Connecticut's used to be without being any new age. So, just that really nice combination of sweet wood, hay, and creaminess. And I don't think it really tries to do anything else other than that. I mean, I did get a little bit of mild chocolate breaking through in the first third, so it kind of helped that first third elevate a bit. Second third, creamy wood, dry wood in the center, mild chocolate underneath, a little bit of dry tannic wood in the post-draw. Just a nice, pleasant second third. And then last third, kind of more of the same sweet wood, a little bit of subtle baking spices in the center, a little bit of chocolate underneath that. Very restrained, very subtle, very nuanced and layered. Construction, no surprise, was burn was excellent. Draw had just the mildest amount of snugness to it, which I'm okay with, but I have to score it kind of, how we score all draws. Pretty above average, but enjoyable. So, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar and cinnamon forward baking spice. Baking spice transitioned to black pepper pretty quickly. Got some earth that joined a bit later and some mustiness after that. Second third saw some chalkiness join in. And then the final third saw a vegetal note join in. Like most of the other guys have said, construction was perfect for me. No complaints in regards to that. I thought this car had a nice start, had a good combination of flavors, kind of dropped a level in that second third as the chalkiness joined in and the black pepper mellowed and kind of maintained that level the rest of the way. Super affordable cigar. I could see it doing really well with the budget crowd. It didn't really provide a good enough experience for me to really want to come back to it with any real frequency, but for kind of not a knock around, Connecticut Shade offering, this would kind of fit the bill. You don't have to worry about how it's smoking in regards to the burn, the burner draw. So you can just kind of do your thing and enjoy a milder cigar. So I think that's where it would fit in for me. All right, let's get into the scores. We are going to start out at the top with June and Seth, both giving it a 6.82. I gave it a 6.1, and John gave it a 5.95. So June had that 6.82 matchup for you.
Good. They did this rebrand Justice for sure.
All right, Seth, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it smokes great, especially for the price. Really approachable cigar, just really accessible too for any smoker.
Yep. Yeah, my 6.1 matches up well, above average flavor profile, perfect construction, right above that six mark. But yeah, on the fence if I'd come back to it or not. I mean, I'm okay spending a buck or two more for a little bit more dynamic flavor profile for longer smoking time. So that's kind of where I'm at. John, 5.95.
Yeah, slightly in the low side because of that draw. So, you know, really I should be around the 6.1 mark. I think it's because I've smoked a few of these. So I think that the draw issue was a little bit of an outlier. It is something I would return to, you know, specifically if I'm looking for maybe a breakfast cigar or a milder cigar to go with coffee, for $6.50, man, it's hard to go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Final thoughts from you guys on this one.
I think having that $6.50 price range and it being Drew Estate and it being a cigar of this nature, I think it's going to have an impact. I think that there's going to be a lot of smokers that I think after smoking this, honestly, individual smokers and retailers should be going to the industry and being saying, okay, let's fix something. Yeah. Like this is, I'm not saying this is an incredible cigar. I'm just saying that this is $6.50 and it can compete with a lot of stuff that's smoking around $12 and people can lower their prices.
Yep.
Not gonna.
Well, I mean, then I would tell people that if they're not going to, then people should honestly just buy stuff like this for $6.50. I mean, this is kind of what, you know how long the cigar industry has talked about how cigars in America are different than Europe and cigars in America are meant to be for Americans and you're meant to be able to smoke cigars. This is what this is all about. This is
Canadians what, can this stay out from yeah, Americans.
This is what this is more about. Tough. This is what it's meant to be. And not this, you know, go spend $40 on something which is mediocre, but then you have to, you know, pair it with this fancy ass bourbon and so forth.
Yeah. Chevy like a rock.
Yep. All right.
Nice delivery there, June.
Yeah. Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe and check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels and catch all of our review recaps on Podcast. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Your style.